Baruch Adonai HaMavarach Shalom for Tuesday night, Orloch of Tess Elul. Tornalacha.
5:16, 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock.
Tornalacha and
in the morning, not like what was written in the schedule before. There is a new schedule on the Bima for all of Tishrei.
So in making an Erev Tavshilin tomorrow, so that allows us to prepare on Friday, not on Thursday, but on Friday for Shabbos. Now, there are different reasons given in the Gemara for Erev Tavshilin and how it works and why you need it. According to one reason in the Gemara, you would have to make the food on Friday that you're making for Shabbos. It would have to be ready to eat already on Friday. That's part of the heter, as the Gemara explains the heter, that hoyel, that it's roi to eat today, so you can make it for Shabbos. So according to that, you're making a chalent, and it has ingredients in it that's raw, and maybe it's late in the day because it's Rosh Hashanah. So according to that sheet, that you would have to make sure that it's edible, which is usually considered to be a third cooked, is considered edible already before nightfall, before nightfall, but edible in time for people to eat of it that day. B'di'eved, Mishnah Berurah paskins, the Aruch HaShulchan says we even l'chatchila, where he says it's the minhag to rely on the other shita that you can go up till the night and there's no need for this qualification, for this condition of having it ready on Friday already. Okay, Chavis Halvavis, with Amish at the end of the Hakdama, Shia 39. And he says that he didn't write it in fancy philosophical language, the Sefer. I wanted to bring down arguments which are sufficient for the purpose of what I want to do to teach people and which makes sense. And he says it really would be a mistake to compare theological discussions to things like mathematics or science, where it's possible to bring a perfect proof, and really in matters theological and even philosophical, you can never really bring an exact proof like you can in math. The pshat is you say something reasonable that makes sense, that people would normally accept as making sense, and that's what makes sense, and that's what's appropriate, and that's what you bring as a proof. That's how, and this is what Chavis Halvavos does throughout the Sefer, actually. He brings Mishalim from the way we act and the way we live and the way the world functions and the way people act and react. And he says that's considered adequate proof. To start trying to bring mathematical proof, that's, you know, that it's like a math, a science, b'chachma elokis, that you can't really do, he says. But what I do in this sefer is certainly enough. V'lo b'chilas hachamol atzuris moifes, we can't expect irrefutable proof like in math. V'lo b'reishis hamofes mofes, we can't expect a miracle. Meaning you can't really make something ironclad scientific. Now he says, kasher nishmar min hadvar me'elof, we'd be careful not to fall into that trap of trying to, yokel aleinu l'gil bakash oseinu, we'll be able to reach our purpose, which is just to teach Musar and to teach people what to do. You tell them reasonable things, things that make sense, and this is the way they live their lives and everything else. So they should live it that way in Avodas Hashem as well. The Lo Nasakein Nisa Mederech in Yoneinu, will stray from the path and we won't accomplish anything. I stayed away from arguments which are, based on the debate or science. Ela b'shar harishim mena. The exception for all of this is in the first shar ha'yichud, where he does talk about proof of Hashem's existence, and he does use very deep philosophical l'shoinus and proofs and debating points to try to hammer it down and prove a point. And in his world, the world that he lived in, really they were considered mamish adequate proofs. I don't know if up there on the level of mathematics, but certainly they were considered adequate proofs. Now, nowadays, like a different mindset. Everybody just shrugs everything off. So it's a different world out there. And that's why many people skip Shaarei Yichud, because it doesn't really speak to the mentality of our door, which is to just ignore everything and do what you want to do and not really think deeply about anything. In the first Shaar, we're going to have to use these more philosophical proofs, what are considered proofs, and they doctors mechkarenuba, because of the subtleties of the things we'll be discussing there. The Santi wrote Rayose, but in the rest of the Sefer, I wrote most of my Rayas minadvorim hamuskolim, from common sense reasoning. The Keiravdim b'dyonim akroivim, I use Misholim, which are easy to understand because people live that way in their everyday lives. Asherim b'hem sofek. The Samachti lohem, and if I needed proof, the common sense, so I brought down Psukim, Mashim Matos, because of the different Anavim, Vachagach Samachti lohem, Divrei Kabbalos, that's Torah Shem Ba'opeh, Shekibalnum, Rabzeu Zuchonim Lefrochim, and Achasidu Vachachamim Shebacholuma. I brought Rayas from the wise men of the nations of the world, a.k.a. Goyim, Shigiu Divrei Melenu, that we have their words of wisdom, which they have sometimes. Neshekivisi, I hope, Shiyu Alevodos Notem Aleim. I was hoping, you know, maybe people will pay attention if I show that I'm quoting non-Jewish sources that say Advar Chochma, so then, you know, people wake up and they say, oh, that's interesting. Umakshivim El Chochmosam. See, you understood human psychology. If you bring down, like, non-Jewish sources, then everybody says, oh, let me listen. Modivri ha-philosophim, thoughts of philosophers, and Musri ha-prushim, ethical teachings of ascetics, they have, living in his days, I guess, umin ha-geyim ha-mishubachim, and things they do right. Kvarmer ha-b'sena z'chonim l'vracha, Gemara Sanhedrin. Kosov ha-chadoyim ha-kumishpatei ha-goyim ha-shayasivil seichem ha-sisem. You did like the goyim who live around you. Kosov ha-chadoyim ha-loy ha-sisem. You didn't even act according to the goyim. So, okay, so kibasukonim b'shvem loy ha-sisem. You didn't act like the honorable actions of the goyim, but kimukulkolim shevem asisem. So you see that there are things the goyim do right, and we would do well to copy them. That's what the Chavis Alvav says, very famous in the Hagdama, that he's not afraid to quote or to bring down rayas from goyish sources if it makes sense and it's Torahdik and it's, if it's correct according to Torah. The Amru kaloyim dvar chokma afilu beumos is the Gemara in Megillah. And if I have the whole Indian of bringing Mishalim to explain difficult things, the Gemara in Erevin says, Agmarei b'simonim v'aspera b'didomilei. You should use such tricks, such analogies, Mishalim, that people could chap, their minds could wrap around the Moshal, they can't wrap around the Etzem concept. So you give them a marshal, and then through the marshal they can be tofes the concept. V'chacham oimer, as it says in Mishlei, lovin marshal umlitzu d'vei chachamim b'chidoisam. So that's the value of mishalim, that it allows people whose heads would not grasp the subtlety itself, but if you malbish it in a marshal, then they can grasp it, and hopefully through that they'll be able to grasp the subtleties. That basically ends the Hagdama. And the rest of the Hagdama, he goes through the structure of the Sefer Chavis Halavos, and he explains what each of the ten Sha'orim, he gives like a short synopsis of what each Sha'or is going to be about, and how he constructed the Sefer like a building, and the foundation is Sha'or HaYichud, and then Sha'or HaBechino, and Sha'or Vodas HaLakim, and Sha'or Bitochon, and Sha'or Yichud HaMaisa, and he explains how it's constructed like a binyan, everything resting upon the one beneath it, and you go build up, 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 till the final Sha'orim, which we learned, Sha'or HaPrishus and Sha'or Avos Hashem.